The check is not in the mail. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. The check is not in the mail. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by ZipRecruiter. Everybody take a deep breath, because according to members of Congress who attended a meeting Wednesday with retired General John Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff, Kelly stated that he's concluded Mexico will never pay for the wall. According to a summary of that meeting published in the Washington Post, Kelly said the president's wall promise was not based on what you might call information. His quote was this: "Certain things are said during the campaign that are uninformed," unquote. And as fate would have it, just as that story was being posted, the president also finally released his fake news awards. There were 11 winners. The president always dials it up to 11. But the number one winner, or I guess in this case the number one loser, was Paul Krugman, the unapologetically liberal New York Times columnist who, and I'll quote from the award now, claimed on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory that the economy would never recover, unquote. Now, I know some fussy listeners would observe that winning an election with 3 million fewer votes than your opponent stretches the definition of landslide. But Krugman did in fact say, "We are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight," a prediction which clearly hasn't happened. But don't let it get you down, Paul. Hey, I know a guy who predicted Mexico would pay for the wall, and he's doing fine. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.